This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Maria is in Paramus, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Maria.
Hi, Evan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a big-time Met fan. I'm really happy about the Pete signing. Love him. He's my favorite player. I have something to say about the Stroman Marte trade.
Yes.
I don't think we trade across town. I don't think that's something Mets fans or Mets and Yankees do. I think that's perverse. I understand how...
<You're> like, <funny.
laughs> I think I know how it would work logistically, but I just don't think that it would be a good thing. I think that we should sign Quintana again, definitely.
Yes.
And I agree with you about how Marte could be useful for us, you know, this season, obviously, because he did hit a lot of home runs in the postseason.
Yeah, and like we were talking about with Stanley, he was clutch in October. He was healthy in October when it mattered. Plus, I look at Marte this way. Right now, who's the Mets DH? It's probably Jesse Winker.
Yeah.
Jesse Winker's not facing left-handers. Starling Marte is. So even though he makes a lot of money for this role, Tiki, it's pretty important. He's the right-handed part of a DH platoon for the Mets.
Yeah, and there's moments where he still feels like he's a top-end player. Now, there was a ton of injuries a year ago, and so maybe that it really goes back two years. He's been banged up in some capacity or another, and so you wonder if that's just it for him, right? That's just what you're going to get.
Yeah.
You're not getting full seasons. You hope to get 100 games, but when he's there, you hope that he's great.
What we need to do, I'm doing it with Marte. I think Yankee fans have begun to do it with Stanton, is forget about their resumes and forget about their salaries and view them differently. Last year, right around this time, I just mentioned to you, you know what? Forget how much Giancarlo makes. You have to look at him as the right-handed platoon of a DH. Now, to Stanton's credit, yeah, he did better than that.
Of course.
He didn't have to be the right-handed platoon of a DH, but the numbers in 2023 indicated that that's maybe where he headed. The idea of just buying someone out to get rid of them, to me, that's like, it's just cheap blood. Like, well, okay, great. You got rid of a guy you don't like. Now what? Who are you replacing him with?
Yeah, that's the biggest issue with Stanton. You're not going to replace him.
That's why I've always been against this talk from Yankee fans of, oh, they got to buy off a salary and send them away. Why? He can help your team.
Mm-hmm.
Even last year, even if he's missing a bunch of time, he can help your team. I think that's where Met fans are with Marte in the final year of his deal. Yes, a right-handed platoon of a DH should not make $18 million a year. I agree, but what can you do? There's nothing you can do.
Right, the money's already kind of spent.
Yeah.
It's already accounted for. There's nothing you can do about it. And it's the same thing with when you think about Giancarlo Stanton. At this point in his career, I bet he would be okay being part of a platoon. I don't think he would.
Well,
even if he was, it's not ideal for him. I think he would do it because he knows once it comes to the postseason, he's going to get every opportunity to do exactly what he did this past postseason.
If you look at last year, and I, I got to look like almost that every game just to think about this. He never played basically more than 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
Like he would play 3-4 days and then take an off day. 3-4 days, then take an off day. Like,
which is fine.
Really, of course.
It worked for everybody because he got to the postseason healthy and he was amazing.
The one thing I'll disagree with Maria about, she said that Met Yankee trades are perverse. I am game to make a Met Yankee trade if I like the trade from my side. I don't like the trade from my side
I think what she's alluding to, or at least suggesting, is that if one team gets fleeced, then it's perverse. Then one side is so pissed off.
But hold on.
That damages ever thinking about it ever again.
So
the only way it would work is if it's Matt Stafford, Jared Goff. That's right, the only way it works.
But if you think about a Marte for Stroman trade, there's really no way it could be an unmitigated disaster. Like, what's going to happen? Marcus Stroman's going to win the Cy Young and Starling Marte is going to just not play? Like, is that really going to happen?
No,
and by the way, even if it did happen, Stroman's gone after one year.
You're getting somewhat marginalized players from their peaks.
Right.
And they're going to be valuable, like, cogs in the bigger picture.
And that's how Met Yankee trades in their histories have gone down. There have been low-level trades like Lee Guterman for Tim Burke or Armando Benitez for Jason Anderson or...
Or last year one that really helped the Mets.
What was that? What was the trade last year?
You guys got Torrens.
That wasn't a trade, though.
We gave the Yankees cash.
That's not a trade.
That's perverse. We got Steve Cohen's dirty money. You got to catch it in for you.
You can't count that as a trade.
What happens to that cash, by the way? Do they just like stick it in their pocket or does it go back into... Like, what happens to that?
I always wondered
in baseball.
It went in the kitty for Bellinger.
Traded for cash. Okay, what the hell does that even mean? Actual cash?
Would that offend you as a player, Teak, if you got traded for cash?
Yes, it would.
Like, come on, you couldn't get a human back?
Exactly. You traded for a gift card.
But it's the same thing. Funny money.
Bob is in Freehold, New Jersey. How you doing, Bob?
Okay, how you doing? Couple things. First of all, I did have tennis elbow a while back, and believe it or not, I got it from a chainsaw.
Wow.
Starting it.
Really?
The saw just went starting.
Is that when you pull the string, like you're pulling it really hard to get it going? I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't do it.
Trust me, I'm not.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Believe it or not, using a chainsaw is a lot harder than it appears to. The only way I got rid of it was just by rest, and it was a long rest.
Yeah.
Maybe at least a year.
Why don't they make chainsaws with like a start button?
I know, right? I don't understand.
Why is it? It's 2025.
Because it wouldn't
why are
look
we still doing that?
It wouldn't look as impressive to your wife when you're out there starting.
Yeah, she's right. Because I have a leaf blower, and all you have to do is just press a little tiny button, and it starts blowing. Wouldn't it be cooler if you had to like rip the string like really hard, and then it starts blowing? So I think that's part of the reason.
So antiquated.
I know.
The chainsaws have to have different technology.
I don't know. I still start the lawnmower like that. We have to pull the string.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
And I feel great.
I've only used a chainsaw one time in my life.
What were you cutting?
When we bought our house, there was a playground in the back. It was all wood.
Yeah.
But it was just rotted and like disgusting. And so I was like, I just want to take this thing down. Tracy was like, you're going to do it yourself?
Yeah, you're a man.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it myself.
Yeah.
And I tried to just like knock it over, like kick it over. It didn't work. So I had to go to Home Depot. I rented a chainsaw and then came out and used it. It was awesome.
Look at you.
It was awesome.
Goggles on there too?
Everything.
I love
it. The gloves.
God, the goggles are important, dude. Those little shards will come back into your eye.
Yeah.
I learned that when I cut my own lawn. Now, granted, I don't do it with the... pull it and push it.
Uh-huh.
I sit on a John Deere tractor. And when I use the John Deere tractor,
it's like a Zamboni.
It's like a Zamboni. It really is. It's so badass. My wife has insisted, you got to put the goggles on. You got to put the goggles on. And I was like, I don't need goggles. And then sometimes, like, the chars would hit my eyes, like the grass particles and all that crap and bugs. So now I'm a big eyeglass guy. Hey, you ready to make some long-term predictions? This is my favorite one. This is our annual Giancarlo Stanton, when does he return prediction. Do you remember that from last year?
Do.
We went down with the hamstring. All right, so we have two games here. Two games. Game number one is the date for Giancarlo Stanton's return. The second game is who returns to the major leagues first, Frankie Montas or Giancarlo Stanton? Mm. All right? Let's start things off with... Tommy Lugauer. Tommy, first, when will Giancarlo Stanton return to the New York Yankees?
Okay, Stanton will be back, let me get this perfectly, yes, May 16th. It is a Friday night against...
May 16th?
It is Friday night against the Mets.
You think he's returning for the Subway Series?
He returns for the first edition this year of the Subway Series. May 16th, the return for Stanton.
And who will return first, Frankie Montas or Giancarlo Stanton?
Stanton will be back before Montas.
Good. All right. Mm. Sean Morash.
Friday, May 16th. It's a Friday versus the Mets. Giancarlo is going to want to come back to play the Mets and Juan Soto.
Are you seriously copying Tommy's answer?
Well, he copied my answer.
What do you mean? What? You had that first?
I didn't tell him that.
You told me you were going to go with Memorial Day.
I was trying to make you swerve.
You guys are playing games with each other to make sure you get the date you want.
Look, I'm there's nothing I can do. I'm not going to take the. I believe that they will push to have him back for the Subway Series. I think it's going to be meaningful to the Yankees this year.
Wow.
Also, Stanton owns the Mets, so it would behoove them to have him.
No, listen. The one thing I'm asking for is for Giancarlo not to face the Mets, because all that guy has done is just destroy them throughout his career.
And they're coming off a West Coast trip before them, so I could see him waiting for them at home there.
All right. And who's coming back first, Stanton or Frankie Montas?
Stanton.
Okay, so you guys are just copying each other completely.
Well, I think Stanton is definitely.
Yeah, I mean, there's a chance we see Santa Claus before we see Montas again.
You guys are being very kind of confident about the Stanton stuff. Mm. Like, he could be out till June. We don't know that.
He's not going to be out till June.
He's dealing with tennis elbow and he's big time pain.
Tennis elbow and he's a stud. You guys are over, thinking this.
And when we see Montas again, newsflash, Evan, the month starts with a J. You pick. So that's it.
All right.
Yeah, I agree with that, by the way.
So that's June or July. Okay. All right, Tiki, what is the date?
It's easy. Stanton's coming back first.
Okay.
That's easy.
Okay.
I'm going to go Sunday, April 27th. The Blue Jays are coming to town.
All right. It's not too bad.
1:30 p.m. start against on a Sunday? Yeah, it's a Sunday.
That might be Easter this year.
It might be. I have no idea what Easter holidays.
I think it actually... No, I think Easter's a week before. I'm trying to remember. I agree with you. I think the Stanton Montas question is maybe not as good as it sounded right in my head. Because the reality is, I mean, how is he... How, it would be an all-time debacle.
Yeah, I mean, they're saying
all-time debacle if Montas is back first.
They're saying 6 to 8 weeks. Stanton's got tendonitis.
Yeah.
Lat strain, 6 to 8 weeks versus tendonitis.
Yeah.
Which he could play through if he had to. I mean, hell, he's probably going to be back earlier than that.
All right. Let's see my guess. I'm going to actually be more confident than you. I'm going to say Giancarlo Stanton is returning on Monday, April 14th against the Kansas City Royals.
Wow.
So I think he'll miss the first few weeks of the year. He'll be on the IL, and he'll work his way back. And remember, it doesn't take much for him to return. He's not playing the field.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you. You know, I can already tell you why you're going to be wrong.
Why?
They are going, there's a reason I'm picking mid-May. They are going to avoid cold weather with Giancarlo and those elbows, too. Okay. I'm telling you, that is where they're going to hold him. They don't want him anywhere near cold weather.
You think mid-April is too cold?
Tiki, I can't envision anything being above 60 degrees with what we're walking through before I see May at this point. This winter sucks.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.